Welcome to another episode of the Apple Tech Facts. I'm your host, Josh Lyon, and joined as always with me by brilliant co-host, Mr. Seth Cruz. Hope you guys are doing amazing today. For today's episode, we have a short news run. Actually, there's not a lot of Apple-related and other tech-related news to talk about, but we're going to get into Apple having to fight more legal battles in Europe and defend their security measures that they take. Also, we'll talk a little bit about what's going on over at the TSMC plant in Arizona. Spotify is getting a premium price hike. Apple is allegedly working on their own ChatGPT-like AI system. And this week or next week is Shark Week. We'll get into that a little bit. And I knew Seth was going to be excited about that.
Jason Momoa is hosting it, so that's exciting.
Yep, even better. So you got Aquaman himself. And lastly, we're going to talk a little bit about Twitter and some kind of major news that went down over the weekend regarding the company. So with that being said, let's get into it. All right, first things first. Apple says that it will remove iPhone features like FaceTime and iMessage from devices that are sold in the UK if it is forced to abide by proposed security laws. The implications of those, of even just those two things, mm-hmm. is a massive concern, because that's maybe the biggest part of the Apple ecosystem, and I don't think that they will actually go through with it, but it's Apple. You never know. We'll see who calls whose bluff.
I really think that this sounds scary, but I suspect Google could get its wish, which they've been wanting Apple to abide by or support their, it's not even a standard, but it's different than iMessage. It allows for multimedia, to allow for a chat,
yep.
where the bubbles go green instead of blue, but they're compatible with the newest phones from the Google ecosystem. Android, yep. So it could actually be a foothold into that market if they decide to do it. But you're absolutely right. Who's going to call whose bluff? I don't think the EU is going to back down from this, and I think there would be a really big backlash to FaceTime. So yeah. I'm really interested, but that what that means for us and why we are talking about it is, if you have somebody overseas that you communicate with, mm-hmm. even in Canada, right, then potentially this could affect you, where maybe you're talking to them on FaceTime or iMessage today, and now it's going to cost you text messages if you don't have an unlimited plan, and it's going to mean you have to use some other system. And believe me, there are plenty of other systems out there for doing chat, video chat. So we'll have to see.
It's not end-to-end encryption, you know what? On some of those either, though.
Yeah, but I mean, there's so many other systems out there that this isn't as... It sounds terrible,
yeah.
but I have a feeling that if it happens, people will figure out a way to move forward.
Yeah.
And whether it's Facebook or, you know, right. some other WhatsApp, there will be some other system that says, you know what? We'll do it.
Yep.
Right? And so, anyway, it could affect us.
We'll keep you posted.
We'll keep you posted.
Yep. What's next?
Right. So, 4-nanometer chips. Those are something that TSMC is pretty much the only game in town when it comes to that size chip. Although, I think NVIDIA, AMD, whatever, they've got something they were touting. Intel certainly can't do this today. And the problem is that the plant in Arizona that TSMC wants to make those chips for the United States, mm-hmm. it's not getting done.
Yep.
there are delays. And so what that really means for us is that there could be shortages in devices because they have to be manufactured in Taiwan or in some other place other than Arizona.
India.
Well, and the problem is that there are the CHIPS Act that the federal government passed that said if you want to sell devices in the United States, they have to be made in the United States. So there could be some issues where Apple has to get a waiver or TSMC and them talk. Anyway, there will be some kind of situation there that they'll have to noodle through. But the end result for us, why it matters, it's going to mean that there's probably less things that Apple makes available with the latest chips.
Yep. Right now we're running off 5-nanometer chips. Just got to give you perspective that we have been for a while now. And we were just, Apple is really trying, TSMC is really trying to push the ball forward on that. So that's why they wanted to build the plant here in the United States. But again, with you can't build those chips if there's not skilled workers. So.
Well, the skilled labor is a key. There's just not a bunch of people sitting around that are highly skilled in micro soldering and other high tech, very high skilled labor type of things where you need 10,000 people to make chips. There's just not.
There's only a handful. So.
Yeah. So anyway, immigration and other things come into play with all of this. It'll be a problem. Yep. It's going to slow things down.
Yep. And again, we'll keep you guys posted. We knew this was going to happen. We talked about this on previous episodes, actually.
We did, so, absolutely.
We, no surprise here, at least from our end or any of our listeners' end, for that matter. Next, this week, Spotify premium prices are going up by $1. I wish that I could say that I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry because I don't use Spotify premium. But I do know that there are quite a few people out
Everybody's prices have gone up.
And that's to be expected. Everything is going to go up and continue to go up, except for Mint Mobile services that actually went down because of the inflation stuff that
I love their advertisements. For no reason whatsoever, I decided to lower the prices of everything.
Yeah.
And when I ask my attorneys,
just
great marketing. Yes. Great marketing.
Ryan Reynolds knows what he's doing. So shout out to him. Not like he's ever going to see this.
But if he did, then hey, Ryan, if you see this, give us a call. We'd love to have you on.
Let's chat. Next up.
Speaking of chat.
ChatGPT, yes.
But Apple. We talked about this before.
Yes.
And what we had said was Apple might seem like they're not doing anything in the ChatGPT AI space, but they've actually been doing stuff for a long time. I mean, if you look at the logic cores in your phone, how many years ago did they start putting those in? How many years ago did they start doing stuff with Siri where it's figuring it out? Yeah. I mean, a long time, basically, is the answer. And so now, Apple GPT, I don't know.
We do have reports that they are working on it.
We have reports that they're working on their
own
chat.
But we may never see it.
Well, I think that they could build it in and just call it Siri.
Sure.
Quite honestly, I think they'll just make Siri smarter.
Which is obviously something that we needed because everybody can agree that unless
Siri needs an intelligence upgrade.
Yeah, very much so. Some intuition stuff that needs to be thrown in there. We won't get into that today because we have more exciting things to talk about, like Shark Week.
Yeah, because that's actually going to be fun to watch. And they're promoting it on a number of platforms.
Yep.
And one of the platforms that you can watch Discovery Plus and see this through is the Apple TV.
Yep.
Right?
And you're getting lots of advertising on there. And, they're going to... a lot of the world, I imagine, at this point has seen Cocaine Bear. And so...
Cocaine Shark.
Now there's actually going to be a documentary based on some researchers that researched giving, I guess, fake cocaine bales to sharks to see what would happen.
Sure.
And just studied them. So that's going to be something to watch for. They want to learn how sharks will react to it as well as how it's going to affect the ocean life ecosystem.
But one of the things that I definitely have noticed is if you're watching a YouTube any kind of video on your phone, the number of ads that Apple has been doing, long form advertisements for things, as well as, you know, other things, and then they talk about that they work with Apple TV, has, I'm just, it seems like they must be doing a push, because, or for whatever reason, the algorithm decided I should see a bunch of these things.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to tell you that there, it seems like there's a higher number of them.
Yes, I would agree with that. They're pushing out just tons of original content.
Yes.
And they are really like filming and putting a focus into it to grow and pull all of that market share from other companies that like Disney and and Netflix and all that type of stuff. So they're definitely getting my money now. I cut the cord last week, so
I
cut cable TV, so now I'm just going straight with Hulu Live and that bundle, because there's so much value there. And so yeah, that goes. And again, I've been spending a lot of my time watching Apple TV content lately. That's kind of been my main source. I just finished up with Shrinking.
We did try to record an episode, and we had some technical difficulties, but we talked about all of the new Apple TV Plus shows, Shrinking being one of them.
Yep.
And we'll have to do an episode where we talk about that, so people can kind of, maybe they've let their Apple TV Plus subscription expire.
We're going to give you a reason to get it back.
Now you might want to pay attention in an upcoming episode on why you might want to pay the $5 or $6 a month and get it back, even if it's only till the end of the year or something like that. Take advantage of the different deals that are out there to get, you know, a few months free.
Yeah, there's plenty of offers out there where you can get 3 months free or a month free or something like that. But
sign up.
That episode is not on YouTube, but it is out on all podcast platforms. So even though you can't watch it, you can go out and listen to it.
That's right. Yeah, they won't see it zooming in on our mouths on the podcast.
Nostril hairs, right. So
perfect.
You can listen to it on your way to work and to from work. And get it done in a day. So get the information's out there. And last but not least for the day, it is with a sad heart that we are going to have to say our goodbyes to Twitter.
Yep. Twitter has really been struggling. They're seeing a lot of people leaving the platform. And also, the people that aren't leaving the platform have been posting less. And I'm talking like, 30-40%
less. 30% drop, yeah.
Yeah.
And pulled advertising revenue.
Yep. It's unfortunate in some regards that this is happening. But you know what? There's a technology that people are flocking to.
Yes. The birds are fleeing. They're migrating.
Migrating,
which we did talk about in last week's episode with Threads. So make sure you go listen to that conversation.
Look
to that was pretty good. But yep, Twitter's rebranding to just X, as most of the world knows, or tech world knows at least, that's always been Elon's, I don't say muse, favorite letter, favorite branding is the X branding. We got, he's going to rebrand it to just X. His founding company was X.com, I think, or something like that. So he sent out a tweet over the weekend that said it'll be time to say goodbye to the birdies, and then preceded that with a email to the employees.
I think
we're going to do a rebrand because he wants it to be an everything platform.
I think this could be the death knell for that product, because when you think about people saying they tweeted something or whatever, I mean, it's like TiVo. Most people don't have a TiVo anymore,
right?
But they still might say that they TiVo'd that. It's become, you know, you Googled this. It's a verb. I tweeted something. It became it's in the lexicon. It's a verb. Yep. It means something. What are you going to say? I X'd something. I just don't see it having the same.
Yeah, it's going to have some implications for corporate, you know, revenue reasons and sponsorships and ad revenue. And
I still refuse to install TikTok, yes, but you know, but there, but I think that Thread could become what people migrate to.
Yep. I'm not a fan of Threads that much, to be honest with you. I'd rather stick with what I know with Twitter. So,
and we'll see.
We'll see what happens, you know, in the future. We'll keep you guys posted on when everything
but
happens.
X.
But it's going to X. So everything X, and they're even going to include some extra stuff. Like for companies, I mean, this is Elon's attempt at trying to get these corporate companies to come back into the platform.
We'll see.
By allowing them to, by if they're a verified account, to actually post job openings. And essentially rival LinkedIn. So
we'll see.
Yep. We'll keep you guys posted on everything that we talked about in case there are developments. As always, if you made it to the end, leave your favorite emoji in the comments. We truly appreciate your time. And as always, make sure you go follow us on Instagram @AppleTechFactsPod, AppleTechFacts on Twitter.